There's such a commotion this morning. And St. Wenceslaus isn't unlike any other church this morning in the world, especially in America. Just look around. It's not like this every Sunday. Fighting for elbow room. Ushers are sweating because there's so many people in church this morning. And we're thinking, where's the commotion last week? Like a month ago, where's the commotion, the hecticness, how busy it is in church? Why is it just on Easter and kind of second fiddle Christmas? And a lot of you who don't come to church every Sunday think this homily is about you. But it isn't. Because those that are in Mass every Sunday, and even those of us who go to Mass every day, daily communicants, it's a wonderful devotion. When was the last time you or I made a commotion about Jesus? The 20, 25 minutes of silence every day at Mass, and certainly on Sundays, is important. It's an obligation on Sundays. But to you, and do I as a Catholic priest, do we make commotions? There is something so fitting about jam-packed churches on Easter Sunday mornings. Looking to the left and right and seeing people, where have you been? Why don't you come to Mass? To you who don't come to Mass, happy Easter. Welcome. I hope to see you more often. And maybe you, by being at Mass every Sunday, will inspire the rest of us who sit back and think we're fine. Maybe that'll invite us, including myself as a priest, to make a commotion for Jesus. Because guess what, friends? The tomb is empty, not just for those who sin. Not just for those who come to Mass every Sunday. Not just for deacons and priests. Not just for those of you who don't come to Mass like you should. Because believe it or not, there are people who are born and raised as Christians and Catholics, and they too aren't in Mass today. We know them. They have forgotten to make a commotion for Jesus. And the whole point of Christianity and of this holiday we call Easter is that we get to experience how much of a darn commotion that man made for us. Think about it. Palm Sunday Mass, that gospel is like 10 minutes. Like, can't we just sit down? Why do we stand for the whole time? And then all this church, Holy Thursday, that's an hour Mass. People washing feet, do we have to do that? It's optional, isn't it? And then Good Friday, kissing a cross, putting my lips where other people's lips were. Forget that. Listening to a depressing homily. Jesus died for me, okay. And Easter Vigil is the worst. It's like 2 hours, 3 hours long. We're short here, and it was an hour and 45 minutes last night. And Father Dasha's homily was not long. It was brutal. And then today, a full Mass at 7:30. 9:30 is packed. I'm sweating. 4 p.m., the last one, will be full too. Friends, why such a commotion today? Why do you come out in commotion today, and why do I? And why can't you and I do this every Sunday of the year? Because the tomb is still empty. And that's the whole point. Jesus was born. Jesus lived 33, 34 years of life. Jesus was tried on a trial wrongly, sentenced to death, brutally murdered, and people watched and laughed. He thought to be lying to his friends, his closest disciples. And then this woman who makes such a commotion. Relax, Mary. It'll be okay. She makes a commotion because Mary Magdala gets Easter right. She realized that the love of God is not some thought in your head or mind. Friends, the love of God is not some good feeling we get after a hug. The love of God is a choice. And Jesus made a marvelous choice to die for us. All of you, I'm pointing, and me. And somehow we think that commotions are only necessary one Sunday out of the year. But it gets worse because there are commotions in this world. And how fitting and how regret it, people in Sri Lanka today, they're not celebrating the resurrection. They're putting out flames and they're mourning loved ones who have died. Because guess what? There's another person in this world, and we call him the evil one, Satan, who is also making commotion. And you and I have to decide, who are we going to make a commotion for? The evil one who tempts us to sit at home on Sundays, or the righteous one, Jesus Christ, who invites us with no judgment, but with an open heart, so that he can have a chance at touching our own heart. Friends, the whole point of Easter is for Jesus, our friend, our lover, and our God, to show us that the tomb is empty for all of us. Let's get away from, you come to Mass, you don't come to Mass. We know the rules, you know them, and so do I. But that's only a means to make a commotion for Jesus. It might be kind of cliche, it might be kind of cagey, I'm not sure. But we know that as we say Alleluia loudly and with a smile this morning, that all of us in this church, no one is exempt. If you come to Mass every day and you see the same tarnish on this marble, or if you haven't been to this church in a year, that tomb is empty for you and for me. And you and I, like Jesus, need to make a commotion for him. Is there anything more disturbing than a man dead on a cross? Jesus made a commotion for us because Jesus loves him. He loves us. Will we make a commotion for Jesus? And will we say that we love him? Friends, happy Easter. We have 50 days to celebrate. But our prayer for one another is that we can make a commotion for Jesus because he did for us.